people love this team. That's great for you.
It's fun. You know, it's fun. I think the guys are playing hard. I think they've done an incredible job, and it's a good start for us. There's still plenty more seasons to play, and we hope we can keep playing. I think we not necessarily like well all the time. I don't think we have, but I think Coach Casey has done a great job in keeping these guys going, and then Kyle and DeMar and Bench, they've done a great job, I think.
So we'll talk a lot about your current team and yourself. Let's get the Vince stuff out of the way. I'm curious whether you heard from people. You know, it's a polarizing issue to honor Vince Carter, to pay celebration, do all that he did do as a Toronto Raptor. Did you hear from a lot of people? Did people come up to you? You're easily recognizable. Did you get emails on your BlackBerry passport? I'll let you plug that. Did you get a lot of opinion on both sides of what to do about Vince Carter as a GM, or is that out of, do you just let the people who handle that stuff handle that stuff?
I think for me, as a leader of the team, I think it's important that we do the right thing. I think the fans do understand. When you're in that position, sometimes you don't know exactly what happened at the time, and you know there's so many things that now come into play and why a player would leave, and I think it just happened that there was a situation here with Vince like that. To me, he did an unbelievable job in creating some basketball culture and here and cold where people just young kids just followed, and I think we have to acknowledge that. I understand the fans, and but yes, I got a lot of responses. It's funny, I wake up very early to read, and I got one from Doc Rivers, and quite a few people, and they thought it was a class act of our people, I think, and you know what, we move on from it. He's a legend, I think, here, and we honor him that way, and next time he comes, we'll try and kick his butt. That's all.
Masai Ujiri, Raptors GM, joins us, Brady and Walker, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. We were wondering, because it's a different category, I'll ask you, but not to put words in your mouth, but I think you were on with us in the preseason, and you bristled a little bit at the team maybe making a big show of, hey, here's Kelly Olynyk in town, and introducing him into the game. And you said, hey, this is more about our team and not about visiting players, and we want to maintain that culture. Was this different than that?
A little bit different. I think there's history here, you know. In my opinion, you know, like those current players, they are going to be great. You know, like they are good. They are going to be good. They are Canadians, but at the rate at which basketball is going in Canada and young kids are coming, it means that we'll be making tributes every quarter and every second of a game, because there are so many Canadian players. So it's not in the NBA coming up, and we love that. And with our team, we love that. But I think Vince is a different animal here. What he did here, he did. Everybody knows what the kid did here, and I think we honor that, and we respect that in every single way. And I understand it again from the fans' perspective. It's almost like DeMar said, it is like, can we wait and honor him when he's done? Because he'll continue to kill you. That's the kind of player he is. And he's still a fantastic player in the NBA that makes a contribution to an NBA team. But honestly, for us, you know, like I think as an organization, is a respectful thing to do to somebody that created such a, has created some kind of history for us.
Masai Ujiri joining us. So you're seeing a little bit of your team post the unfortunate James Johnson injury. Tell me what you liked about your bench last night. And again, he's an important part of the wheel of the car. But you watch last night and you say, we can do this. He's important, but we're going to have to persevere and get by without him. What'd you like from your reserves last night?
Well, I think they did a phenomenal job. You saw Chalkis come in, and I think he was a difference maker. You know, like at the end of the day, and the nature of the NBA guys is not that there's going to be injuries. Unfortunately, it's long, and 82 games, and so it's something that we have to figure out. It's no more. It's almost no more like an excuse with us, you know. We can't control it, and you just move on and try and play with what you have. And so we miss James Johnson. He's undergoing treatment now, and he's a tough kid, strong kid. He'll be back soon, and before he gets back, I think we have to try and play as well and win as many games as we can.